listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The Gladstone Criminal Investigation Branch have been praised for their efforts in last weekend's 162 million cocaine bust at the port. They teamed up with the Federal Police and Border Force to catch three New South Wales men red-handed as they ferried half a ton of cocaine from a cargo ship to the shore. AFP Commander John Tanti says local detectives were fulsome in their support of this significant seizure.
Criminals will continue to try to get one step ahead of us, and we will continue to frustrate their effort and undermine them and tackle their illicit industry. Between ourselves, our QPS partners and Border Force, we are relentlessly working to undermine their industry.
Meat and Livestock Australia will be releasing their annual update at Beef Week in Rocky next week. Part of the update will reveal what progress it's made to become more eco-friendly, hinting at reaching the lowest carbon emissions to date and well on the way to becoming carbon neutral by 2030. That's despite challenges like animal diseases and the weather. Rental vacancy rates remain dangerously low, yet stable in Queensland this year. Looking at 50 local government areas and subregions, vacancy rates tightened in 22, 10 were deemed stable, and it climbed in 18 compared to the previous quarter. In Gladstone, just 1.2% of properties are available. Real Estate Institute of Queensland CEO Antonia Mercurella says overall we're at critical levels.
We classify a healthy vacancy rate as one that sits between 2.6 up to 3.5%, and that's virtually unheard of at the moment.
And as May 1st marks the beginning of Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month, vigils will be held right across the state. Locally, in Rocky, a candlelight vigil will take place at Kershaw Gardens tonight from 6.30. Elsewhere in the coalfields, a vigil will be held in Moranbah Town Square from 6pm. They aim to stand together as a community and shed a light on the national DV crisis.